Yo, what up? It's your girl Killua. I am on my way back from Jen's house. She's been down for about 3 weeks now, and if you're a fucking parent, you know that laundry will start to fucking grow. Especially if you've got more than one fucking kid, and she's got four. So I went over there to just do damage control mainly because she fucking needs help because she's not feeling good. I'm not going to go into that because it's not my business to share, but it is just, it's hard to see people that you care about go through it, you know, because like you can't physically take away their pain. You can lift the burden and you can try to make things feel better in different ways, but there's nothing you can do about the actual person being sick. And so it's just this level of helplessness that can trigger like immense anxiety. And for me, I like to get out my anxiety through cleaning if I can. Obviously, if I'm going through like a fucking massive depressive episode, then I probably won't, but today I was able to make that happen. And while I was there, I was able to talk with her son Caden. And you know, I just want to like take a moment and recognize that this is a very good young man. Like, he's a sweetheart, he's a good kid. And we all say things when we're young without much thought. So I don't want to like make him out to be like some type of asshole. That's not really my point in sharing this part of the story, but it just triggered some thought. And I figured while I was driving home, I might as well share it because it's something that occurred to me that I just can't continue to drive on and say nothing. The college campuses across our nation have been losing their fucking shit over the genocide. I've still managed to lose people that I care about, like legitimately care about, because I can't stomach stubborn ignorance, if that's the phrase that I would use. So, circling back to Caden, I was cleaning downstairs and he had just gotten home from work and we were chatting and he shared with me that he had, plans to join the Navy. And I suggested to wait a little because obviously I know that Jen loves her fucking kid. I know Kevin would be fucking devastated too if anything happened to him. And we're on the brink of World War III. Like Einstein said, I don't know what weapons we'll be using in World War III, but I can guarantee you World War IV will be fighting with sticks and stones. And I don't think he's wrong. I think that there's technology far beyond our own understanding and knowledge right now that's at play. I think that there's a lot of black ops or government funded secret shit. Like, I'm sorry, but we're not spending billions of dollars for a fucking train track on the moon. I can tell you that right. That's a fucking cover, dude. Like, what are we going to do? Fact check it? Like, when they fucking said they walked on the moon the first time? I'm pretty sure there's a firmament, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. I don't want to get into that. So, I was talking with him, and I suggested he put it off a little. And he suggested that he die first. And I was like, seriously, you don't have to be so dramatic. Like, I was like, or you could just like, you know, hang back a little, get a lay of the land for a minute. And he was like, or I could die. And I was like, Jesus, Caden. And so we were laughing, like, just because, you know, he's like a little bit like his dad in that way, just like low key, super strong about his beliefs and what he wants to do. And I think that's great. And you should always stick to those. But he said something that was kind of off-putting when I asked him, like, okay, well, you know, like, because we all have plans, right? When you're younger, you have plans and you have ideas of how you think it's going to go. And it's actually really good to hear what your notion is and what you think is going to play out. We all know 90% of the time life happens and the course changes a little, and that's okay, because there are certain paths we're meant to take and certain paths we're not. And so I was like, yo, did you think about like going into a career, like a government job? Because when you get out of the military, you don't necessarily have to do 20 years in the Navy. You could do, you know, 6 years and then, you know, or I guess it goes by eight, right? So 8 years or every four. You could do like 8 years if you want to, extend, you know, your first contract, and then get a government job, and you'll still continue to receive the retirement, because they'll count your time in the service, and then they'll count the time that you're at that government job. So it's beneficial to get a government funded job. And he cut me off and he's like, no, I already know what I'm going to do. And I was like, well, what are you going to do? And he's like, well, I'll probably just go get a job at Lockheed Martin. And like the way that my mouth fucking flapped open was really good. Like, I was like, wait, what? That's like saying, well, I'm just going to go ahead and contract myself with Lucifer. And I was like, no. I said, are you serious right now? I said, you do realize like how fucking corrupt that company is, right? Like, that's a really bad fuck company to get into. And he goes, you know, honestly, and this is the part where I want to buffer it. Okay. Like, because the only reason why I'm bringing it up is that this is a stance that a lot of people that I've known and care for that are indifferent to this genocide take. This is the stance that I've heard multiple times, and I got a fucking problem with it. And so I'm just going to go ahead and go into it. He told me, he said, look, I know it's insensitive, but I'd rather have a job that I can make a shit ton of money for my family. And, you know, if some people have to die, then so be it. Like, if it really doesn't have anything to do with me and it doesn't affect my daily life, then I don't fucking care. And it kind of reminded me of that movie with, what's her name? She played in Something About Mary, and she was like a Charlie's Angel. Cameron Diaz. And she was in a movie where she was gifted a box. And if you press the red button, somebody is going to die. Somebody somewhere will die if you press the button. But at the same time, if you press the button, you get $1 million. And it's like, I know some people would just immediately press the fucking button. But like, it's this huge question about morality and our humanity, right? Like, because at the end of the day, when society finally does crumble and we're dealing with the fall, all we're going to have is our humanity. And that should be everything. That's why loyalty is everything. That's why having honor is so important. And I just felt like, what? Because he's not that kid. Like, he's a sweet kid. I think that he just wanted to say something maybe to get my feathers ruffled, because he's kind of like his dad that way. And he likes to just fucking shake it up a little. And that's fine. But the whole point of it was just that I wanted to mention it, because I had gotten into it with a few people this week about the college campus protesting. And I said, you know, like, I don't think you recognize, okay, that this is our free speech, all right? So I have a direct issue with the fact that they're not, that the police are not showing up to Nazi rallies, but they'll show up to Palestine protests. Because first of all, one, where are the police? Are they actually in the fucking Nazi protest? And then two, why the difference? Where's the equality in that? If you're going to be enforcing some type of censorship, it should go across the board, right? Not just the beliefs that you adhere to or that you subscribe to. Not the narrative you understand, right? Because if you're in a position of authority, you should be fair and everything should be equal. Otherwise, it's a misuse of power. And that's something that we all collectively agreed upon would not be an issue when they're sworn in, but obviously they're fucking human and that's not always the case, which is another reason why I take issue with optimum immunity. I feel that they should be factored into our regular judicial system in the event of a fucking shooting. You know, Kaden mentioned to me, he goes, did you know what they're doing right now? And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, they fucking went into some guy's house and shot him. And I was like, oh, so like Breonna Taylor. And he's like, who? This kid is so far right. He tried to talk to me about Trump. And I said, dude, just stop. I said, if you truly believe, if you absolutely fucking believe that our votes fucking matter, if you don't see through the illusion that is our fucking electoral college shit, there's no fucking hope for us. Like, somebody's got to say it, because it's not fucking, it's not going to move any fucking minds to just sit there and say, oh yeah, they tell us the truth, we should believe and trust the government. Like, because let's be real, they never fucking tell us the truth. We always find out about everything after the fact. And then they just got word that the fucking Israeli intelligence agency, the Mossad, had intel about 9/11. And that's an actual fact. Like, they found out about 9/11 and what was going to happen before it fucking happened. And there were actual... Oh, my God. Wow, that guy fucking just flew through a red light. Jesus Christ. Me and this pilot just dodged out of the way. That was lucky. Anyway. Good thing I got cat-like reflexes. Fuck, dude. That was so fucking stupid. Anyway, God, that was scary. Sorry. Moving on. They found out about the fucking 9/11 terrorist attack that was supposed to happen. And FYI, I still think it was a fucking inside job. I think that they knew about it and they let it happen, or they wanted to come observe. Who the fuck knows? But I do know that there is documented evidence and testimony of people who witnessed Israeli citizens celebrating after 9/11, much the way that they made such an issue about Palestinians cheering on 10/7. Let's pause for a moment. If you were under violent occupation where they murdered like 60% of your fucking family and took your ability to make your own money and took your ability to determine whether or not you're going to drink a full glass of water that day, or you had to constantly live in a position of fear where these people are going to fucking come into your house in the middle of the night and take your fucking kid, you'd probably celebrate too. I'm sorry, but I don't fucking feel bad for Israel, because they were living in an apartheid state. All right? We saw that shit in South Africa with Nelson Mandela. The Jews were also protesting with us then too, because you don't have to be Jewish to support apartheid. You can actually be Jewish and oppose apartheid, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just talking facts, because people seem to get this fucking confused. Like, I don't hate Jewish people. I have tons of fucking friends who are Jewish. I love Jewish people. I think they're fucking great. That doesn't matter, like, about Zionism. Zionism is the ability to, or it's the opinion that Israel deserves to be a state, and I don't agree. And they say, oh, well, in that case, then you don't agree America deserves to exist. Well, no, I don't. I'm sorry. They did fucking murder all my fucking ancestors and fuck up my entire family and put us on a remote island where it takes me 10 days to go see people. I haven't even seen my father's grave or met my fucking grandmother. So yeah, I got a fucking problem with that. And so the whole thing with Kaden really set me off, like, inside my head, obviously, because I don't want to get into it with my friend's kid. Like, I'm not going to fucking do that. I just said, oh, okay, you know, like, well, like, I guess everybody's different, you know, but I wanted to talk about it because people seem to be under the notion that if they can't see it and it doesn't affect them, then it shouldn't matter. And what Kaden said is, you know, like, if I know that I'm going to provide a nice life for my family, I really don't care what the consequences are. And that was a really dangerous thing to say, especially when we're on, you know, the brink of the fucking collapse of society and our humanity, our morals, and our honor are going to be all that we fucking have left. That's what we're going to need to build a society and to have trust in each other. So when you have that mentality where it's like, fuck everyone but me, we're not going down a good path there. You know, like that's like every man for himself mentality. And I'm sorry, but there isn't a fucking dollar amount that you could give me where I would say, you know what? I don't really care if there's a kid out there that's going to meet a brutal fucking death so that I can go get fucking Applebee's every Tuesday. Because let's be real. Even if you did work for Lockheed Martin and they gave you a good wage, I can guarantee fucking to you, you're not going to be rolling in the dough anyway. You're really not. Because they're so fucking greedy, they'll give you just enough to be considered a little bit above average, but not enough to have any actual power or time to do anything with. You know, like, this is a fucked up system, and depending on your morals and your values, like, it really does determine where you end up, you know? And I'm concerned about our future when I find that there are so many people who I thought were genuinely good people saying things like that to me, and just casual, like, just fucking, oh, you know, like, I know I sound like an asshole, but, and I wanted to just be like, yeah, you fucking do. You really fucking do. Because what if fucking Layla died? What if it was your kid sister that got fucking raped and murdered? Because what happens when you work for a company like Lockheed Martin is you help, you're complicit in all the fucking evil things that they're a part of. Okay. I'm not even going to go into it because it's fucking bananas, but like, just don't. Just fucking don't. You know, like, I had a conversation with Jake today and he was like, yo, mom, I might get into a fucking fight and I might stab someone later. And I was like, wait, what? Just don't. Like, that's my answer to that. Like, don't fucking bring the knife. Don't fucking talk to the guy and don't be a part of that. Like, you don't have to go work for a company that is helping a fucking genocide and orchestrating everything behind the fucking curtain. You don't have to be part of that. You can choose to be a better person. You can choose to have a stronger fucking belief system and contribute to the betterment of humanity by simply fucking not. You know what I mean? Like, just don't. So I wanted to go off a little bit on that because it just seems so fucking ridiculous to me. I'm sorry, there isn't a fucking, like, if there was something out there, it doesn't matter how fucking shiny it is, I would never in a million fucking years accept the fucking horrific fate of these fucking children in Gaza right now. I wouldn't even think for a second about it. I wouldn't hesitate. I would just fucking know that's not my fucking bag. You know, just don't. It's not that fucking hard, dude. Like, you just don't do it. Don't be a part of it. And this whole shit with fucking colleges across the fucking country and the police only showing up to break up the Palestinian protests, but allowing the fucking Israel rioters to come break down the fucking Palestinian protest tent sites on the campuses, like, violently. All right. I mean, honestly, I truly fucking believe, if you want to hear my personal fucking opinion, I think that there's fucking police gangs. I think that they clock off, change into their fucking street clothes, and go do whatever the fuck they want. That's not really that far of a stretch considering they don't have to face the same judicial system we do, right? That's not like a real big reach, right? I mean, if you consider they're fucking getting yelled at, they're getting harassed by the protesters because they're rightfully fucking angry at the system, the government that fucking decided it's totally fine to fucking be complicit in a genocide and aid its funding and leave everybody out to fucking sleep on the street.
Dude, I got fucking cut off. My kid is so fucking irritating right now. I love him, but oh my God, just stop. Just don't. Anyway, I was on a rant, and Israel is fucking killing people because they want their land. It's the same thing that fucking happened to the Native American people. It's really not that fucking different. It's the same fucking type of thing. It's a genocide. Only this time, they have a fucking shit ton of weapons, and it's way more bloody. And it's way more publicized. I'm sure that the fucking Native Americans being wiped out was super bloody, but we just didn't see it. And we don't have any fucking proof because they wrote the history book. So, boom. I just have an issue with the fact that they're taking our money, ignoring the fact that 90% of the fucking country is losing their shit about this. And then you've got, like, the ignorant fucking, there's, like, a whole group of people. Like, so I want to talk about the Murdoch family. The Murdoch family owns Fox News, right? Ben Murdoch had been meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu for a long fucking time before all that shit happened. This doesn't shock me. They've been meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel as well. For a number of years. And so they've already come up with this narrative for this particular action. Like, it's been, these things have been in motion. And the fucking creator of Fox News also said, it might have been Andrew Murdoch, who said something of to the effect of, like, you could Google it. Like, look up Fox News owner says blank about its listeners. So, like, a majority of the listeners on Fox News are evangelistic Christians, right? And he talked about Christians that watch and follow their news network as being stupid. They're stupid. They're easy to lie to. They'll fucking believe anything. They don't fact check shit, and they do whatever you want them to. Like, that's essentially, in a nutshell, what dude said. And I'm over here like, yo, you're so fucking ballsy that you're just going to say some shit like that and know that nobody's going to stop watching your fucking news network. Right? Because there's a fucking billion-dollar propaganda machine out there just pumping out fucking Autobot comments about Israel. God support Israel. God bless America and Israel. Like, just fucking suck a dick, dude. Like, let's just go there for a minute. We're not gonna buy into the propaganda because we can exercise discernment. We have independent thought. We're critical thinkers. We are not stupid. We're not ignorant. Those who choose to be so are stubborn, and they deserve whatever fucking fate they find. I'm sorry. You can only be a fucking idiot for so long before it actually does come into fruition where stupid hurts. And I'm just not interested in hearing the sob story of these people who constantly sit there and defend these fucking insane fucking tyrants who are complicit in something fucking beyond my own comprehension of brutality. We've got Biden over here pretending to be a fucking dimwit so he can avoid charges in the international court. You know that he's going to use that as defense. If fucking Trump's little deal with the fucking immunity thing doesn't pan out, but it doesn't matter. I mean, my point is, I got into it with Kaden a little bit, and I said, you realize that it doesn't, this is a fucking show. You're just buying into it. It doesn't necessarily matter who you fucking vote for, because whoever they want to win is going to fucking win. Our votes don't even count. Like, that's the point, is that we're in a system where they tell us that we're free and that we're living the American dream, but it's a fucking nightmare. And I'm not interested in being a part of it. I took my kid out of school, and I'm in a homeschooler because I don't feel like they're giving her the education she needs. She's fucking bored, and they don't do anything about the bullying she's been receiving. And so we're practicing something new. It's called unschooling. And essentially what you do is you let your kid kind of tell you what they're interested in learning. So you go through a series of questions, and then you identify, like, different topics that they're interested in uncovering and learning more about. And we're going to do that until about September. And then I'm going to get her into an online schooling, which is free here in Oregon. So that's something I'm interested in doing, and I've been seeking out. I think I have an appointment with them this next week. So all things are coming into fruition for that. I told Braylon a long time ago that I would really like to unschool her, because I felt like the fact that her school doesn't do anything about the homophobia toward her best friend Kingston, or the racism directed toward Kingston, who's also the only gay black kid in their school. And it's like frequent bullying and threats of violence against this kid. And Braylon constantly goes to bat for him, and then she gets bullied. So the point is, I've talked to the fucking principal. I've talked to the vice principal. I've talked to the fucking front office woman. They pulled the tapes. They know the kids, but they're not going to do shit about it. Because when I asked them what they did, oh, well, we talked to them. Well, what the fuck did you do? Obviously you didn't talk well enough, because they're still fucking doing this shit. They literally just threatened Braylon and Kingston last fucking week. And so I was just fucking over it. And then they're also only going to hang up the Israel flag in their lunchroom during an act of genocide, because they're fucking dense. I'm sorry, but like, read the room, dude. There's a fucking genocide going on. People are fucking marching in the streets and they're passionate about this. And you're going to hang up an Israeli flag in your fucking cafeteria. And meanwhile, I gifted them the Palestinian flag and they didn't do shit for us. Like, they didn't hang it up. They just put it to the side. I'm sure they fucking threw it away. And when Braylon told me, no, they haven't hung it up yet, I didn't even bother following up. I was like, you know what? That's fine. We don't really have to keep you in this fucking school anyway. I'm not interested in letting them mold my child's mind. They're obviously not too interested in doing anything that has to do with basic human decency. I mean, at least honor the fact that you have a position of power over these children's minds. Thank you so much. Have a good day. We'll see you later. Sorry, I was getting dinner for my mom and Bubba. I can't even go into the whole Bubba thing right now. That's just, like, a lot. I'm just stressed out. If you've never had a fucking kid with mental health issues, just don't judge those who fucking do, man. We're doing the best that we can. He's doing the best that we can, like... I'm the only fucking parent here for him. His dad, of course, stellar number one dad, of course, left him alone again to deal with his shit. Put a fucking restraining order on him. Mind you, Jim practically raised Jacob with us. So Jacob's very close with Jim. He cares about his grandpa. And his grandpa's got fucking dementia. And I get it. Like, they don't want Jake to have influence over Jim. That's fine. I get it. So do like supervised hangouts. Jacob still cares about his grandpa. You know, I don't understand why he's not even allowed to speak to him. Like, that's so fucked up, dude, because Jim's going to end up dying and Jake's never going to say goodbye. And I can't even touch that. You know, like, how do you explain that to a fucking 19-year-old? Like, what's going on is not right. You're being discriminated against because you've got mental health issues and they don't understand you and you've been dismissed. You know, like, that's, I get it. Like, a lot of fucked up shit happens with kids that have mental health and addiction issues. It really does. It does happen. I know, because I've been on the brunt of it, but it isn't okay to decide that they're not going to be in your life anymore because it's in fucking convenient. They're not a puppy. They're a fucking child. Like, don't do that. I still can't believe that fucking Brent doesn't talk to Jake. I don't understand how you raise a kid from age 3 and then don't fucking talk to him. And I understand too, at some point, that there is like a level of, he wants a safe space for Braylon where it's separate from Jake. And I can appreciate and agree with that to some degree, right? But I just don't understand. Like, there's literally nothing that Braylon could do that would ever make me stop talking to her. Same with Jacob. Like, I love my children. I thought that Brent loved Jacob just the same as he loved Braylon. And I was fucking wrong, because dude is nowhere to be found. And Jacob needs somebody here. He needs at least a fucking positive male influence. And he doesn't have that. Like, he has nobody. And the people that were supposed to show up for him fucking didn't. I get it. Behavioral issues. He's fucking got a lot of shit, dude. He's got a lot of stuff. That doesn't make him any less deserving of love and a family. And when the rubber hits the road, you're supposed to fucking be there. You don't bounce. You don't bounce when things get hard. You don't bounce when people get depressed. You don't bounce when they have addiction issues. You just hang out and fucking hope for the best. but sometimes you can't, and that's understandable too. So I just have some frustration toward the men in Jacob's life because Jim is struggling with Alzheimer's and he can't be there for Jacob, you know, but I'm watching him try to be a man and he doesn't have a male influence to help him, you know? And then the ones that he does are just like not that fucking cool, man. Like, I get it. You like these guys, but like they're 38 years old, barely making it. And I get it. I'm 38 and barely making it too, but let's just pause for a moment. My life drastically changed. They've been single and alone their whole fucking life, and they're still doing the same shit they were doing when they were 22. Like, I don't know if that's the move right now. You know, I get anxious and worried about how this is going to go for him, especially with regard to the music thing, because he's so into it. But I also recognize that there's a lot of drugs in the music industry, you know, and if he does happen to pop off, which I do, he put out a really good song. I think he really does have a shot at it. I used to be like, I don't know, because I just didn't understand the music genre, but like, he has a lot of talent, and I was really blown away a few times by him and the things that he's put out. I was like, whoa, this is actually really fucking cool, dude. Like, you should keep this vibe going, because he was trying to find his voice, his tone, his vibe, you know? Like, when you're a kid and you're trying to be something and you know you're something, but you can't fucking identify it, you're going to go through 5 or 6 different phases. And he finally fucking found his voice, and it's a really good voice. You know, like, I was like, whoa, that's so cool. You know, like, cause I know that he's going to be successful if he keeps driving the way that he does. Like, he really wants it, and anything Jacob wants, he always gets. It's literally his name as a successor. So it doesn't shock me, but oh, look, it's 7:55 and I have 77%. This is like the biggest my fucking battery's been all week, dude. I'm so fucking on it. I'm basically a queen. Anyway, I gotta fucking go. I haven't done a podcast recently because I was kind of licking my wounds. I fell super hard, super fast for a guy that I didn't know that well. I thought that I knew him, but I think I probably just knew or was learning and falling in love with the idea of somebody that I could love. You know what I mean? Like, I thought he was amazing, and I thought the connection was there, and I was wrong. And that takes a little bit of a gut punch. I deleted the podcast that we did together because I just didn't want to hear it again. You know, like, it felt so promising and it felt so real. So I wasn't aware, you know, that it wasn't what I thought it was. So it was kind of painful, you know, like, I didn't want to fixate on it. I have no ill will toward him. He's like a great dude. Like, I couldn't even get mad at him because he was just super honest and forthcoming and like sweet about it. So like, literally, he's fine. I'm not mad at him at all, but it took me a minute, you know, because it's hard. Like, I have some self-worth issues and I've dealt with a lot of depression and my world is in a huge state of flux. So honestly, probably not the best time for me to be dating until I get myself back on track and being myself again. But it is lonely, you know, like when you're everything to everyone all the time. It's like exhausting, and I'm getting caregiver burnout, and I'm trying my best, you know. So that happened, and I just fucking laid down and I didn't get up for 3 days. I was like, dude, fuck this, man. Like, I just can't. Like, I was so excited and happy, and it sucked, but like, I'm glad that he at least told me about it and didn't ghost me like most fucking people would. And he was sweet about it. Like, I really do appreciate that. And he was genuine. So that counts. You know, it really does. I said, thank you for being fucking straight with me. And like, I hope that you do find somebody that is right for you. I hope that you find that connection. And I'm sorry that it wasn't me. I hope you find what you're looking for. And like, falling in love with somebody and then saying that is super fucked up. But then meaning it is a whole nother level of fucked up. Because I legitimately did mean that. Like, I was like, yo, I hope you find her. I hope you fucking do. And I know it will because he's a great guy. But when these things happen, it's so important to recognize that every time you think you're not going to love again, you're going to meet somebody that you love so much more. And I know because I've fallen in love many fucking times in this life, and I'm so eternally grateful to have had those experiences, because with every heartbreak, I've also felt extreme highs and a new love and euphoria and that kind of over the fence, reach for the sky world series type of stuff. Like, that type of fucking love is real, and it is out there, and it is necessary to acknowledge that while I had probably seen more of what I wanted to see, I might have taken a little trip into DeLuluville, as I like to call it, like somebody who's not really seeing the total picture. I opened myself up to the concept of actually being in a partnership again, which I had not done. Like, I was just like, yo, I'll wait till my mom fucking dies. Like, I'm good. Because I really have so much to do with my fucking kids and my mom and the house and, like, and getting my fucking career on track again and, like, getting my shit straight. Like, it's a lot. And so I don't have, like, on top of that, I actually want to protest. Like, I've been not protesting because I've been so fucking depressed and struggling with that. And I am trying to change my meds so that I can actually be myself again. Fingers crossed this next dose helps. But I really didn't plan on opening myself up to dating. So, like, the concept is there now. You know, like, I'll actually be open to it now as opposed to what I was. So it was all for a purpose. It wasn't all for naught, you know. But I'm gonna take Jacob got back together with his fiance Vanessa. That's a whole nother horse of a different color. That's a whole nother can of worms, and I don't know how I feel about anything right now other than I'm trying my best and I'm setting firm boundaries and communicating in a healthy fashion as best I can with my family about priorities and things that we need to be aware of in order to keep everyone safe, happy, and healthy. You know, like, this is our safe space. This is our home. So I'm not going to tolerate any kind of dysfunction or aggression. It has to be harmonious and the drama can't be there, you know? So we'll see how this goes. I feel optimistic because she's clean and Jacob's clean. This is the first time they've both been clean, and I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot to process. I'm practically coming out of my fucking skin thinking about everything that could go wrong. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. But at the same time, she's a sweet girl. And I do care about her, so I'm glad that, you know, he's happy. But I also just, I can see codependency when I look at them, and I worry about that, because when there's a level of addiction already in an individual and then they just put it into another person, that's never going to go well. That's just not going to fucking go smoothly. And so I'm just waiting, because I always do, like, for the other fucking shoe to drop, because I know, like, I just do. It's hard to fucking lie to me. It's hard to fucking front. I can see right through it, which is why I was totally fucking shocked that he just wasn't into me. So anyway, I'm sure my family's gonna call me soon. I'm almost gonna call it completely, but I gotta go. I love you. Thanks for listening to my rant and hearing the updates, and I'll keep updating you, I guess. I'll just, you know, every time I drive in circles. So I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.